Romney slams the president a day after winning primaries in our area, Maryland, D.C., and Wisconsin, as he moves closer to finally clinching the Republican nomination.
Joining us, Howard Fineman, senior political editor for The Huffington Post, political analyst for MSNBC. Great to talk to you again, Howard.
Hi, guys.
So Romney was speaking at the same conference where the president had strong words for him just yesterday. From what you heard today, does this mean the campaign is going to get increasingly nasty and personal, or did you find Romney's comments within the bounds of political fair play?
Well, I think it's going to get I think this is going to be one of the nastiest general election campaigns in modern times. I think it's going to be very personal, and it's also going to be very ideological. These are two men. President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, who we have to now think of as the very likely nominee of the Republican Party. They have very different visions, very different records on the campaign trail, and very different proposals, starkly different. So it's going to be a lot of friction and a lot of sparks.
I'm kind of curious where you think it's going to go from here.
Well, I think that yesterday or the day before when I saw the president at the editor's meeting, the same one that Mitt Romney was at earlier, the president laid down a marker on the Republican budget. He's saying that the budget that Paul Ryan proposed and that is sort of the official or semi-official budget of the Republican Party is calls for too many draconian cuts, would cut education spending, cut health care spending, cut infrastructure development, would be a disaster, would stall the economy. And Mitt Romney's coming back and saying, look, all the president really wants to do is raise taxes, and that's not the way to get the economy going again. That's going to be a main arguing point all the way through to Election Day.
Let's talk about the conversation about who may be Mitt Romney's running mate. Seems like some of the biggest stars of the Republican Party are saying no, people like Florida Senator Marco Rubio and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Who is willing to be Romney's running mate?
Well, first of all, they're saying no unless and until they're asked. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I think you're not going to know anything about who Mitt Romney's going to pick till later on this year. As has been the case in recent elections, the candidates wait till the last minute to see who they need and where. I think if Mitt Romney is far behind in the polls, he's going to go for something dramatic, and I wouldn't rule out a Mario Rubio of Florida, in other words, a Hispanic candidate. I think if it's a very close race, I think Mitt Romney, who by nature is pretty conservative personally, I think will pick a safer choice, perhaps somebody like Rob Portman of Ohio. We have no idea. There's a long list. And it's going. I should say to everybody that I think it's going to be a pretty close race. Even though Mitt Romney's numbers are terrible, even though his favorable-unfavorable is way down because of the nasty campaign that he's run, even though he's not really locking up the Republican Party base, even though he's not a very good campaigner, he is still within striking distance of the president, and that's got to be a concern to the White House.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
Okay, guys. Bye.
That's Howard Fineman, senior political editor for The Huffington Post and political analyst for MSNBC.